Hey guys, Jordan Prince here, the host of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants. And as usual, the way it has to be right now, unfortunately, we're just doing things a little bit differently. As you can tell, this is not the most professionally recorded audio experience. In fact, it's just a voice memo from my phone as I buzz around my apartment with the very small window of free time that I have this week while I'm also trying to make lunch. So as you can tell, it's yet another week where Mo and I just couldn't find the time to give you a proper full-length, you know, hour-long show. And it's really breaking our hearts. I hope that we're not disappointing you guys too much, but it's really just kind of how it is right now. I really didn't want to consider taking another break, because we took a long break from, what was it, like mid-July through September. Like mid-September we came back. And I wonder sometimes if it was a little too soon because, you know, Mo himself is so extremely busy with all of his new projects. He's got a lot of new jobs, and I don't really see him or hear from him too much at all right now. We just occasionally try to navigate a show once a week, and right now, with both of our days just being so full in different ways, it's just really hard to make that work. And there's no blame to go around. It's just how it is. People get busy. But we are thinking about maybe if it makes sense to take another break. I would love to know what you guys think about that, if you would understand that or if you would hate it. I know we just have a handful of really dedicated weekly listeners. But for those who, you know, have recently gotten into the show, those who have just recently subscribed or just recently found interest in the things that we talk about with immigration or when we occasionally can be funny, I really wonder who's, you know, invested in what we do and is excited about what's coming next. So I'm sorry for those who are just for those who are just getting really jazzed about our show, to have to think about taking a break already is, yeah, probably a little bit of a bummer. But we have to think about it. We have to think about what's realistic and what's possible for us. If everyone's so busy, then, you know, maybe it does make sense to come back in a month or something. To come back in a month or something and try to, you know, give you guys the proper show that you deserve. Because, you know, even in November, the whole month of November, we didn't get a chance to do a video episode because we, for those who don't know, those who have just started listening to the show, we have a few episodes up, some really great episodes up on YouTube on the Artsy Fartsy Immigrants page. It's a new page. We have just a few episodes up. And honestly, I love them, and all I want to do is do more. I talked to Mo probably a month ago and was like, you know, what's the likelihood that we can do more episodes on the YouTube page this month? And he was like, the odds aren't good because he's just too busy, you know. And even last week we had this great episode I really enjoyed doing where we, you know, I got a message from a fan of my Instagram stuff, and we did a whole episode for her about her concerns and questions about moving to Germany. And I would love to do more things like that. She also wrote me back. Alyssa has been in contact with me, and she wants to be on the show, and she wants to talk about these questions that she has about moving, and I want to be able to answer those and be engaged with that. It's just so hard to make the show work in the capacity that we want to make it work. You know, we don't want to give you guys something half-assed, and it's just kind of that way right now. Like, we want to be able to give you a really good, you know, podcast. And we're not giving you the best podcast that you deserve right now. So, in general, we are thinking about another break. And I will definitely let you guys know if we end up taking that break. It won't come as some sudden disappearance. It'll be something that, you know, I announce to you and let you know because we love you guys, and they want you to be involved and to feel connected, because every single person that clicks play on one of these episodes, every single person who clicks subscribe or shares it or comments, it's like part of our artsy fartsy family. You know, we don't want to hold on. We don't want to make you feel as if we don't notice that stuff. We notice everything. We notice every new follower, every comment, every share, every rating, you know, because it's not like it's not like in the millions or something where you can easily lose track of the numbers. We're very aware of the numbers and we really appreciate you. So this, if we do take a break, if we do disappear, it won't just be some sudden thing. It won't be like those kids who say that their dads went out for to get a pack of cigarettes or a bottle of milk and just never came back. It's not going to be like that, so don't worry. But in general, I think what I'll do for this episode, because, again, it's, as you can tell, a little spontaneous. I will let you know what's been going on in our lives. So, as I mentioned before, Mo has been working several new jobs. He has more responsibility now than I've ever seen. I mean, he's just swamped. It's really, really crazy. And on my side of things, it's crazy. I also got some new jobs, and they've been really different from what I expected them to be. Basically, I mentioned a few episodes ago about this YouTube video promotion content creator job. Like, for those who don't know, I've talked a lot on the show about being an immigrant here and trying to find work in creative fields. That's why I started the whole – I mean, that's why I started the podcast in general. But I talk often about trying to get work and what it's like to find work and what it's like to not have work. There was a huge stretch of time where I was unemployed, and I talked about what it's like to go through that system and how grateful I was to be on that for the time that I had to be, because of the pandemic. I was working at a school job and Corona came through and they had to let me go because of budget cuts. And then there was just a long time where I didn't know what I was going to be able to do. I've always had day jobs. I've always worked cafes and restaurants and now elementary schools, and I just didn't have another option lined up. And then all of a sudden, in early 2021, all these kind of options just came into view, which I'm very thankful for, but some of them turned into things I didn't expect. One of them that I love and I still enjoy doing is, for those who don't know, every single Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., I do a radio show for Ego FM, which is online streaming. It's a private station. It's also on, I forget what the frequency is, but you can hear it on normal radio as well. But it's a normal station here in Munich, and it's called American Sunday. And thankfully, somehow out of the blue, in February, I got that job. And ever since then, I've been doing this 3-hour radio show every week. And then later came some other projects, like I've mentioned before that my buddy Moritz is a screenwriter. He's been very gracious to connect me with people that he's been working with so that I can get work looking at screenplays, looking at English translations, things like that. And then my original point was that a few weeks ago I mentioned a new job that I was really excited about. And it was going to be like the game changer job. And I haven't really properly updated you guys on that job since that conversation. I've spoken privately, I believe, to Mo about it, and definitely to friends and family, but not on here. So without really diving in too deep with it, because I don't want to risk that they don't keep me or something. So I had this conversation with the people who run the social media department of this company. And I had originally asked if they wanted to run an advertisement for the radio show, for their company on my radio show. And they said, no, but we're looking for new content creators for our YouTube page. Would you want to make videos? So we started having these phone calls, and they started saying that they like my TikTok videos and Instagram stuff, and then they laid out what they thought would be a realistic plan for our agreement. They said, you know, I would be doing a video every week from the beginning. They said I would be making X amount of money per video, which would have been a complete life-changing amount of money. It would have been enough money for me to have to change my taxes, like how I'm registered. It would have been like the most money I have ever made in my life as a freelancer. And they told me that I could rent as much gear as I wanted from their store. They told me that there was a production team at the company who would do the editing for me and the post-production. It was a dream job. It was like a dream come true. And then a few days after our last call, when everything was confirmed that I had the job and they wanted to go forward, I got the first email. And the tone from the conversations on the phone, which left no paper trail or evidence, into the first email, which is in black and white for anyone to read in the company, the whole vibe changed. Then the money was cut down by 2/3, like an embarrassingly low number, like much lower than I feel my own worth is as not just someone who's making the content, but as a as an entertainer, as someone who's trying to build their own name as a, you know, whatever, a video content creator, musician, blah, blah, blah. Like it's a really rude number, if I can be honest with you. So the money changed. Then they said the money is even less than I thought because it's not even a video every week. It's two videos a month. So then I was like, well, fuck me, right? Then they said, you're trying to rent too much gear from the store, so take it down, like, a lot. They really screwed me on the rentals as well. I'm not allowed to, you know, rent what I need. So I didn't have a camera on time. I didn't have as much lights as I needed. It was very, very little help there in that department. And additionally, they said, after I shot the first video, after with all these restrictions, I shot the first video, and then I wrote all these notes. You know, when you shoot a video and you have to give that video to an editor, then you always make these long notes, either on camera, telling them in the moment, okay, here in this corner, I want to see this, and I want to see this text, I want to see this picture, there's going to be some music, blah, blah, blah. Or you send a lot of emails like, okay, at 2 minutes, I see this, blah, 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 blah. You know, you tell them what you want to see, and then they edit it. So I did that, and my correspondent got back to me and was like, oh, Mr. Prince, I'm so confused why you would send all these complicated notes to, you know, our guy here who is simply just to be there for advice if you need it. I was under the impression you were going to send us the fully finished product. And I was like, are you kidding me? So now every single thing that we talked about was a lie. Like every single thing changed. The money was different. The amount of videos was different. The amount of gear that I would be able to use was different. The fact that I don't have anyone at that company to help me finish the product was also a lie. And so they had to push the deadline. I didn't make the deadline because they wanted two videos by middle of November. And because everything changed on me at last minute, I didn't have the resources I needed to do the video the way that I originally planned. And I'm just so surprised that a German company can be so cruel and vicious to small creators, because it really blows me away how they can just like reel you in with these smiles and this patience and this understanding and this kindness and these big promises, and then literally just change every single thing in an email and never acknowledge it. Like I was asking them, hey, this is really different from everything that we discussed. This isn't at all what we talked about regarding anything. And they just brushed it over. They just didn't acknowledge that they changed everything. And that just really bummed me out. So now I had to outsource the editing of the video to a third party. Thankfully, I have a friend who's very good at this. And they had to move the deadline. So now I'm planning to, you know, shoot the second video in a different location because I have to travel out this weekend. And I'm just blown away. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I'm very thankful for a lot of the jobs that came my way. This is the busiest year I've had in my life as a freelancer and as a creator of things. Like, I didn't do much of anything with music. Like, my whole dream as a kid growing up was to be a full-time musician who can tour and, you know, see the world and be on stage and sell merch and whatever. And it's just really, you know, that I think that dream has really faded because it's just not happening. And especially since the pandemic, I released a new album and it just didn't do what I wanted it to do. And I kept thinking to myself, I've got to do something else. I got to find another way. And I was like, well, I like being on camera. I like just talking and being an entertainer, hence the podcast. So now these other jobs came in that I put all of my energy into. You know, the Ego FM radio show, American Sunday. This podcast, you know, we started doing the video episodes, and I also help another podcast at the station called Buzzer Beater, by the way, for Germans who are interested in basketball. Should check out Buzzer Beater. I'm also working with these guys on their show. And so now I'm getting, you know, paid from M94.5 to work on podcasts, which is a great job. And yeah, some other things through friends and film and writing lyrics for composers and just these tiny little jobs that I really enjoy doing. And they were just keeping my head above water financially. And then you get this offer for this like perfect job. And it just falls through. And it's just such a disappointment. I don't know what to say. But yeah, I'm not really 100% sure how I got on the topic of that job. But I remember saying something about how on this show we talk about artsy fartsiness and immigration. And I think that story sort of blends those things together. Like, I don't know. I guess American companies do that stuff too, but I just felt that a German company would do it differently, that they wouldn't treat creators like that. Because, you know, people expect different things. People expect in Germany that the companies will be fair and follow sort of like not a rule book, but sort of a moral guideline, because they do with so many other things. So when I got the changes back from this lady, the way that I did, you know, I really, yeah, like I said, I didn't expect it. But that's what's been going on. That's what I wanted to connect back to. That's what I wanted to connect back to. It's basically, Mo's been working a lot, and I've been trying to catch up on these new jobs. I just filmed that first one. Now I'm planning to film the second one. And they should start coming out in December, and then I can share them a bit. If you guys follow me already on Instagram, then you'll see I'll make some clips and stuff. And yeah, you know, we just hope that we can find more time in December. I don't know if we may have to, you know, continue a break through the holidays, but yeah, that's basically where we stand. It's just a really crazy time. But we love you guys, and I just wanted to keep you updated and also let you know, for those who are non-native German speakers who listen to the show, that I recently started a new German lesson, like a new German class, and I'm really excited about it. I just had my second lesson this morning, and it's really nice. It's this really nice girl that I met through Mo Bat, our very own Mo Bat. And I'm very thankful that this connection worked out, because she's a friend of his and she's from the same hometown, and she's very patient with me and she's very sweet, and it's really nice to be able to talk with her and take my time learning things. Because with German, my biggest problem with learning German is that when it comes to learning the rules of the cases with dative or nominative or accusative, when it comes to learning the cases, the rules just don't make sense to me. And when something doesn't make sense, then I can't, I hate to say it like this, but then I kind of can't take it seriously enough. Because my brain just wants to go, well, they should change this. It doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like, if something isn't an efficient thing, if it's not efficient, and you're making things more complicated than they have to be, then my brain just says, this should be different. They should change this. They should really change the language, you know? They should go to the government and they should reconstruct a new type of language rule that eliminates, you know, dative and accusative and just keeps everything nominative. Or they should get rid of, like, this masculine, feminine, neutral thing and just make everything whatever, feminine, or make everything neutral or whatever. They should just make everything neutral. That's even better. Just make everything one article, and you have plural, because when it comes to learning the cases, when they switch in the different cases, the rules, I'm you can hear it in my voice. I'm like losing my mind over this, because the questions that you have to ask yourself in order to change the articles are so pointless. I had the lesson today with this nice girl, and she was talking about accusative, and it was like, vain, you know, whatever, whatever. And I was like, but you can also ask wer for this, right? She's like, yeah, but if you do, then it's nominative. I was like, yeah, but if wer and vain are interchangeable and you still get the same answer but just a different article, then what's the point? What's the point of it? It's overly complicated. It's like the Germans long, long ago decided that they really, really, really don't want to have anything easy. You know? They got Brotzeit, and that's it. That's the easy thing they got. It's bread, butter, and cheese. That's the easy thing they got. Nothing else is easy. The paperwork isn't easy. The registration isn't easy. And the language sure as fuck is not easy. It's not easy. And I keep trying, and I keep trying, and I'm going to keep trying with this new girl, because she's very nice, and I really enjoy my time with her, and she's very patient. She is actually helping me understand some things in a different way, because I told her to talk to me like I'm a kid, and she's doing that. But yeah, I need people to really show me patterns, like, because I can't take the rules seriously, then the only way I can learn something like that is to learn a pattern, for it to say, like, blue is blue until it's red, and then when it's red, it's purple instead. And I just made that up. And if I see a pattern like that where I go, okay, blue, blue, and now it's red, which means it's purple in the next one, then I can apply that to the words and follow along, and it's okay. But as long as it's just intended to be complicated for complicated sake, then I just can't get myself into the zone to go, okay, I really want to dive into these rules and learn. Okay, oh, here's my reasoning. I know I'm repeating myself here, but here's my reasoning. In every German class I've had, and I've had like 7 different schools, 7 different teachers over the past 6 years, I've been in a lot of German classes, guys. And every single one of them, when I have asked why something is the way that it is, a lot of teachers just say they don't know. Hold on. Someone's at the door. Hello. Thank you. Ciao, ciao. Ooh, would you look at that? Oh, you just heard the most German I've spoken. No, I'm kidding. I just spoke German for an hour in my lesson. But we got a package. What was I? I was on like a roll. Oh, yeah. I've asked all these teachers, like, why is the rule of this the way that it is? Like, I want there to be a purpose. I want them to say, well, you know, if you don't change the article here, then the meaning of the sentence gets very confused and it gets very lost, and it could mean something totally different from what you're trying to say. You know, that's what I want them to tell me. I want them to tell me that there's so much reason and purpose and you know, there's a structure because of something. But every single time I've had a class, oh my God, they all say it's just the way it is. And I can't, that doesn't fly with me. Something just is the way that it is. They're like, yeah, it's just, you know German, that's just the way that it is. And I'm like, no, there needs to be some sort of reason for it to be so complicated so that I can justify it and I can say, all right, well, I really need to get this down because, you know, and then I'll say, is there some reason why this is this way? And they say, you know, actually, that part you just have to memorize. And I'm like, what? I just have to. I hate to just memorize something. If I don't have like a reason, if my brain doesn't look at it and go, you know what? Okay, I see why. Then, yeah. You see where I'm going with this. My brain's frazzled. Mo's busy. We're all tired. And that's why this episode has been nearly 30 minutes of just me talking and walking around my apartment wildly and repeating myself. But, yeah. I digest. I just wanted to let people know who listen to the show. Thank you so much for joining in. It's an unorthodox episode. We may be taking a break. I will let you know if we do. Otherwise, we will try our best to bring you quality content as usual, not like today. And thank you, as always, for listening. I always say this on the end of my Ego FM shows. Take care of others and take care of yourself. Be safe, stay healthy, and as always, share the love. I will talk to you next week.
Look out, baby. The saints are coming through. And it's all over now, baby blue.
Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, ein Podcast von Jordan Prince und Moritz Batscheider, produziert für M94.5.